everybody. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. This is Sharon Jeffers. I'm going to be your host for the next 55 minutes, and we're going to talk about the mystic science of the cards. If you are not familiar with this show and what I'm doing, you can go on my website, starofthemagi.com, and check it out. I invite you to send me an email during this call if you want. The best place to do that is starofthemagi@earthlink.net. You can also send it to Sharon at thestarofthemagi.com, and I'll try to stay on top of those as well. I got 8 million windows open here. Okay, so I'm all fired up about something here. This morning I thought, what do I want to talk about today on the radio show? And, you know, I was looking at the news, and yes, you know, this Illinois governor really, you know, did a no-no. And then somebody on the news said yesterday, well, today's his birthday. And I thought, oh, well, he really did a Neptunian, you know, blunder. And then all of a sudden there's Tom Cruise on the news about jumping on Oprah's couch. How long was that? How long ago was that? I mean, it was a while. He was in Neptune. And then, of course, we have John McCain, who picked Sarah Palin as his running mate. Well, he was in Neptune. I thought, okay, I got it. We're going to talk about Neptune today. Because Neptune is the planet of illusion. It's also the planet of spirituality. It's the planet of imagination and fantasy. I mean, it goes in a lot of different directions. It can make us totally delusional. And one of the things I teach my students and my clients is that the 52 days before we have our birthday, we are in a 52-day Neptune cycle. This is true for absolutely everyone on the planet. The 52 days prior to a birthday, our birthday, we're in Neptune. Now, when we're in Neptune, under that influence, and it really is like under the influence, we don't always see things as they really are. We see what we want to see. And sometimes we become completely delusional. Now, and we make choices that are big, significant. I always suggest to people, do not make significant decisions the 52 days before your birthday, because after you have your birthday, you may wake up to a nightmare. Something that looks like a dream come true can easily become a nightmare. Now, this isn't 100% of the time, but let me tell you something. It's weighing heavy on the side of being very true a lot of the time, if not most of the time. And I've had this, you know, experience personally many times, not just once, you know. It took a while for me to realize what was going on. So I want to talk about the governor from Illinois, whose name I am now going to try to pronounce, which I think is Blagojevich. Now, I understand why David Letterman was having such a hard time with this. Okay, so we're just going to call him the governor of Illinois because I could take up all the airtime trying to pronounce his name. He turned 52 yesterday, and behind him this year, age 52, he has the Six of Diamonds. And that card says, you need to take responsibility for your integrity with money. And they are calling this guy to the carpet. You know, I mean, he is being blasted from every direction today to resign from that office, and he doesn't want to do it because he was completely delusional. Now, look at Tom Cruise jumping up and down on Oprah's couch, delusional in Neptune. Jumping up and down on her couch, proclaiming his love for Katie. Then there's John McCain, who thought making the best choice imaginable. Choosing Sarah Palin as his running mate. And it appeared that way, but that's not what happened. And a lot of controversy came out of that, and he lost a lot of support that he could have had from his own party by choosing somebody else. So I'm bringing these people up, and I'm not judging them or their actions. We all do. We all have Neptunian behaviors from time to time. And I think it's a waste of time to look at things as good and bad. Things just are as they are. And hopefully we learn as we go. And I'm sure we do everything for a reason. And most times that's obvious. When I look at all this, and I was thinking about it today, I thought, okay, well, there's at least one person that's going to be listening to this radio show today that needs to hear this message. Because if you are in a Neptune cycle, or you are entering a Neptune cycle, which begins 52 days out from your birthday, then you want to be sure that any decisions that you're thinking about making are well-founded or were made before you went into that cycle. And you have to be extra attentive to your intuition. I mean, that's a good way to live anyway, because our body's intelligence, our subconscious intelligence, is far more superior and savvy than our conscious mind. And if we're clear about what we're listening to when we tune into that intelligence that is innately connected to all of creation, then, you know, we make good decisions and choices for ourselves. When we're in a Neptune cycle before our birthday, we have a tendency to ignore those signs and signals that come to us. And every one of us knows what I'm talking about. And if you think you don't know what I'm talking about, then you need to think a little more. Because we've all had those times when we felt like, oh, I don't really want to do this, but I'll do it anyway. And, you know, it's really better to only do what feels right and only ever, ever, ever do what feels right. And, you know, I'm not sure why I'm feeling so passionate about this at the moment, but I have a feeling that somebody out there needs to hear this, so I'm going with it. So understanding our innate intelligence and knowing that's connected with the entire creation and knows absolutely everything that we're not conscious of is so important. It's so important to develop that relationship and that connection that we have the potential to have with ourselves. That is the higher side of Neptune. I want to read a paragraph out of that I wrote down out of my friend Kay Snow Davis's book called Gateways to the Soul. It's the heart of astrology. She's a soul purpose astrologer. And her book just came out. I'm going to have her on the show maybe next week. Oh, no, that's not Christmas. So at the end of her writing about Neptune, she says, the blessing of Neptune, through dissolving all boundaries and definitions, is the recognition that life is infinite, allowing you to trust even in those times when life seems hopeless. Have the courage to choose to see the truth. Trust that the truth will carry you forward beyond your protective veil, and then surrender any expectations you may have in order to receive divine vision. Now, for me, I know that Neptune, I have a lot of Pisces in my astrological chart, so I'm strongly ruled by Neptune. I have Mercury, Mars, and Venus in Neptune. And even though I'm an Aries, I'm strongly ruled by Neptunian influences, which is probably why I can be so psychic at times and intuitive. And the higher side of this influence taps us into the unknown in really powerful and wonderful ways so that we can see, hear, and feel things that normally we might ignore or not be in touch with. And, you know, the planetary influence of Neptune is very much, I think it makes us more sensitive. It also, you know, if we're being delusional about things and fixed on what we think we want or what we think we need, then, you know, we might make choices that aren't the best choices for us. However, if we then learn from them, it's another ball game altogether. Okay, Jill, I want you to know that I have your question up already from last week, and I am going to address it. So thank you for your email, and hang in there. So, another reason I wanted to talk to... Oh, I know what I was going to say. I'm easily distracted. Sorry, must be all that Neptune. is that when I do a reading for people, I'm doing personal readings for them, and they're either in Neptune or they're close. A lot of people call me when they're in Neptune and when they're in Saturn. They're either like, when we're in Neptune, it's like, what's going on? I am so confused. I don't know what's going on, you know. It's a time for dreaming. It's a time for dreaming. Saturn usually puts us up against the wall, and that's a whole another feeling. But with Neptune, I always tell people it's like being in the birth canal. Being in Neptune, at that time, it's the end of your year. A year is so significant. We have very specific influences for an entire year, birthday to birthday. Having a birthday is like being born again every year. It's like we get a whole new hand of cards. And, you know, they're umbrellaed by other cycles of time, the 7-year cycle, the 4-year cycle, the 13-year cycle. However, that year, it's like sitting down at the poker table and you got your hand to play for the year. The greater our understanding of what that hand is, what we've been dealt, what our opportunities are, what our challenges are, what our learning is, the greater self-expression we're going to have and the greater personal power we're going to have in the year to interface with life. I always tell people, when you're in that cycle of Neptune, it's like being in the womb. It's like being in the birth canal. It's like both of those. But very much like being in the womb and dreaming and then going into the birth canal and coming up. Because the last couple of weeks, every cycle we have is in Neptune, you know. It's like it gets pretty thick, the fog. And it's absolutely incredible for dreaming. I saw the movie Australia the other night. I really think they're doing a terrible job on advertising that movie because I wasn't going to go see it. And you know, a friend of mine called and said, let's go see this movie. And I kind of said, well, there's something else you want to see. And he'd seen everything. I said, okay. But, you know, my favorite part of the movie was there was this little Aborigine boy and his grandfather and how they sang things to them, and they sang information to each other, and they tuned into the song of the land. And I've been to Australia twice, and I did have that experience. It was amazing. And the song lines in the land, you know, they really are there. It's incredible. They're everywhere. It's just that there's more space, and people tap into that. Because those are the oldest people on the planet. So Neptune is that generator of those songs. The generator, you know, it transmits those subtle energies. And we're in that cycle, we are more available to receive those transmissions. And in turn, be a conductor for them. And I believe that that 52-day cycle is very much that time. It's like the end of our year. I always, when I'm in Neptune, I look back over my year from my birthday. What did I learn? What did I resonate with? Because to me, the cards are all about resonation. You know, when we feel the energy, it's like I think I mentioned last week, you know, I was at this Krishna temple with somebody having dinner, and this man sat down across from me, and instantly I felt this energy. I felt like I was looking in the mirror, even though, you know, we didn't look alike. We weren't even the same race. And I knew, boom, he's a king of diamonds. And he was. You know, it's like when we resonate with these energies, because this deck of 52 cards has all the secrets of life, all the wisdoms we have, all the guidance we need. And I'm not negating all the other things that do when I say this. I'm just talking about this particular oracle because I recognize the wisdom in all the other oracles as well. I'm sure there are many I know nothing about or don't even know they exist. This one I know a little bit about. And I see that every step of the way there's guidance for me. And there's guidance for everyone. And this is why I choose to teach this to people. Which is, this would be a good time to tell you that I'm going to start a webinar series in January. But that's all I'm going to say about that, because I don't want to talk about that. So, this is a dreamy, 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 dreamy planet. And when we feel dreamy, it's best to dream. You know, very similar is the energy of the six, which can be a dreamy, turning inward energy, and sometimes can feel like lethargy or laziness. But actually what it is an opportunity to dream, because we must balance our dreaming with our actions and our being. When we find that perfect trinity, and that balance, then we express who we really are and we manifest. Okay, that's all I have to say about that now. I'm going to look at someone's card. This is for Sam. Oh, Jill. Jill, are you Sam or are you Jill? I don't know. Anyway, email says one thing, name says another, and it's going to make a difference for me if you're a male or a female. I'll tell you that right now in reading this. However, Sam wants to know about relationships, and I can tell why you're thinking about that. You had your birthday on July 4th. You got the Four of Hearts in Mercury. So you're thinking about partnership. Well, you know, it's a real strong internal drive right now, which I think is leading you to something external, which will take place for sure after your birthday, if not before. I'd have to look at your 3-month cycles to see if it's before. I think one of the things that is happening right now is the way you think about relationships is being maybe transformed in some way or changed, so that, you know, you're becoming clear about what it is that you really want and what it is that you thought you wanted. There's a big difference. So what I'm going to suggest to you is that, you know, at the feeling level, I mean, if you're... I have to look at the other email. Sorry, people. Let me just check and see something here. Okay, now. So, that's what I see. I see a lot of transformation happening in your perception of relationships. I see a lot of change going on around you, actually. You've got all four fives in your cards, age 25. And I think a lot of things are changing for you. There's probably a lot of restlessness. If that feels like uncertainty, maybe you do some things that are different and unusual and just step outside your comfort zone a little bit so that you exercise the energy of this, all these fives, because they like experience. Fives, they don't come here to accomplish things. They come here to stir things up, to break things up, to move things around and get things going so that, you know, we have new experiences, because it's from our experiences that we learn and grow. And you have all four of the five in direct lines in your cards this year, between your birth card and your planetary ruling card. So if I were you, I would really focus on that energy. It can be challenging to feel stable when that's going on. I mean, there's a restlessness. Feed that restlessness, even if it means, you know, going to a nearby town you've never been to on the weekend or trying something new that you've never done before. Do things that are different, unusual, and are going to give you experiences that you haven't ever had before. This is absolutely imperative. I want to tell everyone you can call in. If you want to call in and talk to me, now's the time to do it, because the line is open, and I would be happy to talk to you. You can also email me. Of course, I would rather talk to you live, and either way is okay, but I really like engaging with people. It's one of the reasons I do this radio show, because I like connecting, and I also do it to get this information out about the cards. I want to tell everybody, if you live in Las Vegas or near there, I'm going to be there the middle of January, and I'll be posting this on my website. My new book just is in the mail now. It's being shipped all over, and it just landed this week on the continent, Love and Destiny. And those of you that have ordered the book through my website, as soon as those books arrive here, either, you know, probably sometime next week, they'll go right in the mail. Everything will be ready for them to just go in the little mailers and go. And so I'm going to start doing book tours, some book signings, and I'm going to be in Las Vegas the middle of January. I'm going to be on a radio show there, and I'll put all this stuff on my website. And if you get my card of the day email, then, you know, I always put this stuff on there when it's happening. If you don't get my card of the day email, you might want to sign up for it. It's free, and I just talk about this day, and then if I have something going on, I put that on there. If I have a new product, I have my books on there. And, you know, then you're on my mailing list. Shortly, soon, within the next week, before I do my next radio show, I'm putting that into my universe, that I'm going to have three different sign-ups, one for the card of the day on this side of the dateline, one on the other. I get a lot of emails from people on the other side of the international dateline saying they read the card the day after, and it's wonderful because, you know, it gives them insight, but they'd really like to have it the day of. So I'm setting that up so I'll have two different emails going on. And then my newsletter email list, so you can pick and choose what you want. So let's see what's going on here. So if you want to call in, the number is there on your screen with BBS Radio. You can call in. I'm happy to look at your cards and see what's going on. And I can also do relationship compatibility for you if you like. Oh, Sam, you are a male. Okay, good, Sam. Okay. Sam's using a friend's email address that says Jill, so I was confused. He just sent me another email. So, Sam, then, let me look at, well, looks like you have changes happening in your work as well. So, and thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying this. So, in love, well, there is a potential for someone new to come along. And you're 25. She may be a little older than you. I don't know what older than you is to you. But anything, you know, any amount of age older than you, there may seem to be somebody who shows up, which will help you redefine your desires and intentions regarding relationships. You're a Jack of Diamonds. Jack of Diamonds are a little quirky to be in relationship with. You guys are a little quirky. Fabulously quirky, very creative and unusual. You know, one day I was thinking about Valentine's Day is a Jack of Diamonds day. And when I first thought about that, I looked at it and I thought, well, how much sense does this make? Because the Jack of Diamonds sits in Neptune, and we were talking about Neptune earlier. And, you know, that's fantasy. And so much of the time when we're in relationships, a lot of it's fantasy. Okay, I think I have a caller. Is that true?
Yeah.
Hi, I can barely hear you.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I have a question.
What's your name?
My name is Tina.
Tina.
And I don't even know who I'm speaking with.
Oh, Tina, this is Sharon Jeffers.
I just happened to go on the internet, and I don't know how I even got through, but I saw a number, and they said you can call for free questions.
Okay, well, when's your birthday?
Excuse me?
When is your birthday?
Oh, July 20th.
And what is your present age?
What is what? I can't hear you very well.
Your present age.
Oh, I will be 64 in July.
So you're 63.
I will be 64 in July.
So your present age is 63?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
and you're the 8 of clubs.
Excuse me?
And July
20th.
Oh,
July
20th?
And what is your present age?
63.
What is what? I can't hear you very well. Your present age. Oh, I will be 64 in July. So you're 63.
Yes. Excuse me, you need to turn the volume down on your computer, okay?
64 in July. So your present
okay,
age is 63. Yes. Okay.
Wow, I had no idea there was that much of a delay. You need to turn your volume all the way down, Tina.
Okay, it's down.
Is it off?
Yep.
Okay, that's why
oh,
we
that's
couldn't
better.
Hear each other. Because we were hearing the delay. So you just sort of fell through the ceiling here. You don't even know who you're talking to or what we're talking about, do you?
Right, the mystical oracle?
Yeah.
Sharon. I see your picture on the computer. I said, oh.
Okay, well, your birthday card is the 8 of clubs. This is a card of tremendous mental power, okay, which can sometimes show up as a very strong will, one of determination. Are you a Cancer?
No.
Are you a Leo?
No, I'm a Cancer, right?
Yeah,
sorry.
That's what I thought. You're a Cancer.
Someone's trying to get through this. I didn't hear.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York City, Rye Brook.
Okay, New York.
And where are you?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles.
Yeah,
okay.
And here we are on the air.
Wow.
So let's hear it for technology. So I'm looking at age 63. I see that you have the Three of Diamonds behind you, which can create worry.
Right, I'm very worried right now.
Yeah, it can create a lot of worry regarding money.
Right, that's true.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you something about that influence. You could have $10 billion in the bank, and this card would make you worry about it. You could have a room full of $1,000 bills, and you would sit and worry about them.
Yeah, I'm a worrier.
You worry about losing them. So that is the challenge side of this influence. The productive side of this influence is to become creative about money and finances. So when this card is pushing on you the way it is, because it's really pushing on you, you need to look for inspiration, creativity, thinking outside of the box. The further outside of the box you get with your thinking, the better your results are going to be. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have your own business?
No.
Uh-huh.
I'm not working. I'm trying to sell my house. That's my worry. It's
oh, you're trying to sell your house.
It's on the market for a year, and I just wanted to know if you see me moving.
Oh.
Near future.
Well, you know what I do see? Let's see where you are in the cards, because I do see your house selling, but... Let's see, July 20th, 1, 2, 3. So you're in your Mars cycle for 52 days. Let's see what's going on in there. I think that your house, is your house priced right for the market?
Well, I think now it is. It was up high, but...
Yeah, because I had a feeling maybe it's... let's see here. After... So when you go into Uranus... that looks good. And then... Sorry. I think I see a new house. I see your house. You may have more than one offer on your house, actually. However, this may not happen until 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, around April.
April.
Yep. So beginning of April could happen before then, as you get closer to that.
Right.
It could happen. But I do see that actually you may have a little negotiation power because, you know, it'll just seem like nothing's ever going to happen and then all of a sudden there's more than one person interested.
Right. Well, that would be wonderful.
However, I do see this changing in Jupiter, which is before that. Let me see when you go into Jupiter. I think at the end of December. So after Christmas, this could happen, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that by the hearts there. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Let me tell you something. I'm going to change my prediction. 1, 2, 3, 4. To between the 23rd of December and the 14th of February.
14th of February.
Yep. I mean, you have amazing cards to sell your house.
Really? Oh.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, that would be
great. I mean, everything's going to change right
then. That would be half my worry.
See, now you don't have to worry. You just have to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have another place to go?
I'm thinking North Carolina because my children are there.
Oh, my son's there. Listen, you start focusing on where you want to go.
Okay.
Okay. Start creating a dream for yourself. So as you do that, it'll start creating a vacuum and an openness for someone to come into your house.
Right.
You see? And you don't want to get caught with your knickers down, as they say.
No.
Because if somebody comes in January and goes, all right, we're buying your house, it's like...
Right, right.
So creating your dream.
My dream. My other dream is my relationship of 7 years, almost January, December. How this is going to... If it's going to continue once I move. I mean, he's not here now. He's in Florida, and I want to go to North Carolina. But
you'll be closer.
We have a long-distance relationship now.
You'll be closer to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a feeling everything's going to change for you.
Right.
And whatever changes will definitely be for the better.
Right.
It's going to be life-enhancing, the changes that occur. You didn't say that with very much enthusiasm.
That's because I've been so down.
Okay, well, get up.
I'm trying to get up, you know?
Huh?
I'm trying to get up. This house is
listen
taking
James
me down.
Brown.
This house. It's
listen
the house.
To James Brown's song, Get Up Off of That Thing, and dance around the room.
Right. I love to dance.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, that song you can't sit still with. And it'll get you moving. You need to move. If you love to dance, put on some music and dance.
Because
movement of the body gets everything else moving. Moves your mind, moves your mood, moves your life, everything. Okay?
Well,
I mean, I'm serious about this. I'm not joking.
It sounds great. Now, are you psychic or are you doing numerology? What are you doing right now?
I'm psychotic. No, I'm just kidding. I had too much coffee before I got on the air. I'm psychic, yes. I'm psychic and, you know, I'm using a system that is based in time. It's an ancient oracle that reveals that the playing card deck was originally used as a calendar. And each day of the year is associated with the card. And so we have a birthday that has a life path that reveals our destiny. So I'm talking about cards. I'm not laying cards out. I'm actually reading a place. If you go on my website, the link is on the page there, on my page on BBS Radio. If you go on my website, you can explore all this stuff on there.
Oh, I will, because I love all this stuff. I'm going to go and so you have this new book coming out?
Yes.
The Mystic
and I
Oracle.
Will be in New York at some... Oh, you're moving. Well, I'll be in New York. Yes, I have a new book coming out. I'm really excited about this book.
So now you're I could just put in my email, right? And I could get on your mailing list?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. I'm TD the Dancer.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to
do
it now.
I want to hear about your dancing. I want to feel it come 3,000 miles across the continent. Really?
How long have you been doing this?
Just start dancing. I'm telling you. Worry does nothing good.
Yes.
It's not good for our body. It's not good for our mind. It's not good for our emotions. And it's certainly not good for tracking.
And I don't sleep past the night. I'm up past the night. I don't sleep with my hot flashes. Been going on for years. I've tried everything and nothing helps me. I think it's just my nerve.
Oh, well, you probably want to stop eating carbohydrates and sugar and have no alcohol or caffeine and they'll go away.
I know. I'm trying, believe me.
And dance.
And dance. I will dance again. I miss my dancing. Actually, my dancing partner's not here, so...
You don't need a partner.
I know.
Not in your living room.
No, I know.
You know, when the show is over, put some music on and dance.
I will.
And make that a ritual. Just start dancing and dreaming about your new life. North Carolina is awesome. I was just there. It's beautiful there. My son wants me to move there.
Where? You know, where? My son is in Wilmington. Where is yours?
Chapel Hill.
Okay.
So, you know, please, Tina, go dance.
I will.
Learn about the cards and who you are and go dance, okay?
I will.
I am so thankful for you to you for calling in and sharing with
you.
Us.
And I wish you a happy holiday, happy new year.
Thank you so much. I wish you the same and many blessings. And send me an email or something when your house sells or you can call back in, whatever.
Right, I will.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right. You're
Bye.
Welcome. Thank you. Bye.
I have to be careful. I have this tendency. I start to hang up the phone when somebody hangs up. That was cool, wasn't it? I mean, the Three of Diamonds, it can make us crazy with worry about money and what's going to happen. And it's actually just, you know, an abundance of creative energy that's trying to get out. It's like, let me out, let me out. Banging against the walls and bouncing up and down and carrying on. And, you know, because we don't take action with it, then we start spinning our wheels. And we get confused and uncertain and we worry. And we all know that worry is not, you know, productive. It doesn't do anything productive. The opposite or the other side of worry is actually reflection. That would be the conscious choice. I think I have another caller. Is that true?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi. I've never spoken to you before, unfortunately.
Oh, well, you're speaking to me now, so this is great.
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
From Tucson.
From Tucson, Arizona?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. I love Arizona. So, what's your birthday?
9/20. Do you need the year?
I need your age.
9/20/52.
52, so that makes you 56?
Yes.
I love it when my subtraction works. Sometimes it doesn't. So you must be born under the sign of Virgo.
Yes.
So you're a four of clubs, two of diamonds. Are you familiar with the cards?
A little bit.
Uh-huh. 56 is a profound age. When we turn 56, we go into a new 56-year cycle.
Wow.
And we go into a new 7-year cycle. I mean, it's huge. It's like starting another life.
Wow.
Same body, new life. Very profound. And we go into a new 7-year cycle, which is governed by the planet Venus, which is, you know, love and money and...
Oh, I'll take it.
The feminine and... I know. It's yummy.
Yes.
Yeah, we like yummy.
Oh, yeah.
And so your Four of Clubs card, you have the Seven of Spades sitting in your house, in your Four of Clubs house, and the Seven of Clubs sitting in your Two of Diamonds house. Now, the first thing I'm going to say about this is these are two profoundly spiritual influences.
Okay.
And they sort of, especially that Seven of Spades, it's very demanding. It wants our attention. It's the card of the mystic. And it says, you know, I want you to come in and be really attuned to that part of yourself, which is connected to everything, whether that's through meditation or some other practice. It's really a time when we need to heed the call of our spirit calling to us and our soul calling to us. I think that the Seven of Spades is the most spiritual card in the deck. And this card, It will force us in that direction if we don't initiate that. So do you meditate?
I do.
Good. Because you want to be just making your inner world the place where you live so that everything that's created outside of you is coming from there.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Your card is sitting in the Three of Spades house, so... this will make you, this can create opportunities coming from you, to you from different directions. How is your health?
Excellent.
Good. It's being on your spiritual path that will keep it that way.
Okay.
One of the things that's going on with you in this 7-year cycle, this is a profoundly this is like become the enlightened master 7-year cycle for you.
Oh, I love
you
it.
You have all these cards that are like higher consciousness, you know, shifting, taking what your work to the next level. Do you work with people?
In a very big way, yeah.
Because I feel like you're like do some sort of healing or consciousness work. Is that true?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, you know, this is going to a whole new level in this next 7 years. This is a time to actually be excited about.
Okay.
I mean, when you have the mystic sitting in your house, if that's your alignment with your intention, this card can, you know, open you up continuously to greater, greater. And you may be working with people who have serious illnesses and teaching them how to shift their consciousness to have, you know, mind over matter experiences with their health. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Yeah. That's what I feel very strongly. So, you know, your whole mental environment right now, relative to how you give rather than sacrifice, is going through a transformation. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And then, you know, there's a lot of good fortune that wants to come your way. You just have to follow your intuition. Now, do you have a strong presence on the internet?
I'm working on it.
Yeah, because this would be a time to do that.
Okay.
And you need to give of yourself in some way in that territory. Something needs to be free that's valuable. Okay, now I'm going to look at age 56. That was Mercury year. Time for new beginning. Da, da, da. Okay. Ooh. Wow. Well, there's more confirmation here. I mean, your work is either going to a new level or you're beginning something new relative to that. Yes?
I think both things.
Both things?
Yeah.
You know, any negotiation you do or reaching out for people to support you, if that's coming from inner guidance, you're going to be supported 100%.
Okay.
I mean, your communication of what's important to you is going to take you to every kind of success possible and recognition this year.
Okay.
Oh, you're sitting in the Queen of Hearts house, which can sometimes make things feel like, is anything happening? What's happening?
I know.
Well, this is interesting, because were you listening to the beginning of my show?
I missed it, actually.
Oh, my God. Well, you have to go in the archives and listen, because I was talking about Neptune.
Neptune, okay.
Or just go, you know. I mean, and you're sitting in a double Neptune position this year, all year long, till your next birthday. Which, you know, you're sitting in the home of the Queen of Hearts. She's going to teach you of her ways. You know, and you're being blessed by the Ace of Spades, who is the card of the Magi, the magician, the keeper of the secrets, the mysteries. So it's, and with all the cards you have in your 7-year cycle, it's a powerful time of initiation for you. And so, you know, your life is manifest through your dreaming. And you've got the Queen of Spades behind you, and she's the card of self-mastery. And she teaches us to really go deep and align ourselves with, you know, our soul's calling and our heart's desire and our spirit's, you know, expression. So when those things all line up, then things just automatically appear before our eyes in this external world, which is very much what's going to be happening with you more and more. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. It does.
Did you have a question, or have I answered them?
Well,
you probably knew all this was going on.
Well, I had an idea, and you're right about sitting in a position of the Queen of Hearts and wondering, you know, just at times feel status quo and continuing to work on, you know, the meditating of manifestation. I wanted to ask you, I don't know if this can be answered. I have a person that comes to a certain meeting that I started a new group.
Mm-hmm.
And I want that person know that I don't appreciate their presence at the meeting. This person and I have some history together. And this person continues to attend the meetings.
Continues to what?
Attend the meeting.
And you're running this meeting?
I have been. I was the one that started it. And so we're continuing to formulate and structure the meeting. And for the sake, you know, I'm kind of at odds with this. I would really prefer that this individual leave, you know, not continue to be present.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that's going to happen, though.
Do you know this person's birthday?
Gosh, I don't. I know their name.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I just, there was a violation of boundaries.
Uh-huh.
About maybe 2.5 years ago, and it was big. And I let the person know, you know, very clearly why I don't appreciate their presence at this meeting.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, 1, 2, 3. You have the Seven of Hearts as your Pluto card, which tells me that one of the gateways of transformation for you this year, and I'm going to say this and then I have to go because my time's almost up on the air. One of the most profound gateway of transformation for you this year is unconditional acceptance, forgiveness, and love. So I would say there's possibility that person is showing up for you to rise to that higher state. You know, with all the seven influences you have going on in your cards, I would highly recommend that. Because sevens, when we don't rise to the higher side and resonate with that energy, they create obstacles everywhere. So with this being your Pluto card, I would say look to see how that person presents an opportunity for you for forgiveness, acceptance, and unconditional love. On that note, my darling, I want to thank you for calling because I have to go. I have one more minute to say goodbye.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And let me know what happens. Happy holidays.
You happy holiday too. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. So I want to thank everybody for listening today, and I want to thank Tina and Patricia for calling in, and I thank BBS Radio for their fabulous work and the opportunity they provide all of us, you and me. And I welcome you to contact me, visit my website, sign up for my card of the day, and come see me if I'm in your area or you're in mine, okay? Lots of love to everyone, and have a wonderful week. Bye.